Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to NTV. It's Match Reaction Time, take two. The audio was shocking on the second one. We don't want to use it, so we'll try that again. Liverpool lost 3-0 to Napoli in what was a tired, frustrating performance to the Reds. And, you know, frustrating as a fan as well. I think, you know, we fielded a strong side and was quite excited for the game. I wanted to get a win under our belt after, you know, we didn't get one out in America. But, you know, we looked ultimately looked really tired. That might have been because of the amount of games that we played in America, all the travel that goes with that. You know, but I think you're getting to a point now where there's only so many times where you can say it's pre-season and you can make excuses for the players. You know, Origi looked good in parts, but, you know, in other parts he was kind of frustrating because he has good touches of the ball and, you know, he's been exciting during his pre-season. But there's other parts where he just gives the ball away needlessly, and he did that, and that's what ultimately what led to the first goal. Chamberlain, again, I think that was a day for him to forget. For him, it is about minutes. It is about getting fitness back and, you know, getting into the rhythm of playing football games. He's been out for such a long period of time, and, you know, he's playing out on that left wing, which he doesn't really want to, on the right wing, sorry, which he doesn't really want to be there. He's fair enough, but ultimately he needs to fight for a place as well. And there's concern from fans that, you know, we're relying on these front three when we don't have Bobby, Manny and Mo back. And, you know, we'll have Bobby and Mo back in training tomorrow and for the Lyon game for the start of the season, hopefully. But they're not going to hit the ground running. And you're looking at these players now, and there's been a few games that they haven't won. And we conceded three goals, and the only time that we really looked to threaten the goalkeeper was towards the end of the game when, you know, the youngsters came on, and I'll come on to those in a little bit. Napoli themselves, I think you have to give them credit. I thought they were really good. You know, we had a 10 minutes at the start of a game of them being generous where we looked to control the game, and we had that slow build up playing what we saw from last season, and then that was it really. Napoli took control. They played really well from out the back. They looked confident, as I said before. You know, they've only played three games before this game, so you think, you know, we'd be a lot sharper. But it was them that were going on the press and, you know, chasing us down. And we might be knackered. We might have been told to take things easy this one and kind of, you know, just go out there and get some minutes under your belt. But, you know, as a fan, you don't want to see it. And as a player, I don't think you should really adopt that attitude. You should go into every game thinking that you want to win it and put in your best performance. You know, but we've got another game in 3 days' time. So, you know, and then we've got City and the Community Shield on Sunday. So, you know, you can't throw yourself front foot into all these and run yourself into the ground, which we know we're in danger of doing when we don't have all these players that we have. First half, I thought the pick of the bunch was Fabinho, Van Dijk and James Milner. And James Milner is a mad one because, you know, he's 30-odd years of age and he's setting precedent for everyone else to put in a good performance. And he did throw himself about into challenges. He did throw himself about into the press and support the players. But unfortunately, we got unstuck. And it was more defensive errors, again, which we've seen a couple of times this pre-season. Okay, you know, maybe not be concerned, but, you know, you're playing the likes of Napoli, you're going to get punished. And, you know, their game plan was set out right from the start of dragging us over to one side and leaving Insigne and sometimes the left back every time down that left hand side, and Trent was getting sucked in. We got punished for that. We know how good Insigne is. We know how good Carlo Ancelotti is. And the frustrating bit was we didn't pick up on it. You know, I was sat next to Lauren, and even the people that sat around, we were going, you know, there's a man free. And the ball came over and he still got it. And, you know, it was into the second half that was still happening. Body language was another major one for me as well. And I've come back to that on tiredness again of, you know, Van Dijk at times, you know, you could see he was frustrated. Henderson, you could see he was frustrated at times. And, you know, this is the old saying, you know, once your body's tired, your mind goes with it. And that might have been a part of what's going on. You know, like I said, we've been through the America tour, and I'm not making excuses for them, of course. I'm not, because we know they can do better. And maybe they were frustrated because they know they can do better. Probably the only positive I can take from that game is the youngsters. I think when Brewster came on, and Harvey Elliott came on, made his debut, Bobby Duncan, you know, when those types of youngsters came on, Harry Wilson again, sorry, you know, there was penetration there, there was desire, there was hearts going when the ball back. And obviously, you know, they've not played the same amount of football as the rest of the team, but they had the energy to go out and go and get the ball. And it wasn't until the last 10, 15 minutes that we actually went out there and threatened the goalkeeper and, you know, had some attempts on goal. And it was like everything just came at once. The last 10 minutes, we're getting loads of corners, shots on goal. And, you know, there was a bit of excitement for the first time when there was 10 minutes left. But saying that, you know, it plays into the hands of those that are concerned, you know, of, you know, the front three that we've got at the minute. And, you know, I kind of understand that. I mean, we expect these people to step up in these games and kind of, you know, make a point and say that they want to start the season, they want to challenge for these places in the front three. But it's not been convincing day to day. I think it's been one to forget as a fan for the team. And, you know, we might look towards Lyon and, you know, try and end the pre-seasons with a win. So you heard my thoughts on the game. Now let's hear from Napoli manager Carlo Ancelotti on what he thought on Liverpool before we hear from Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp.
Oh, I think that Liverpool in this that won last year, I think that they have the quality to continue to win and to be competitive. And so, for sure, Liverpool will be competitive in with the squad that they have. Will be competitive in Champions League and also in the Premier League. To win, I don't know. I don't know what happened this year. This year, for sure, Liverpool doesn't change a lot of the squad. They have the same squad. And as I said, you don't have to consider this kind of game because they don't have in this moment maybe the three most important players, and so you cannot judge the team in this moment.
Jurgen, what did you make of that performance? Tough afternoon for your side.
Yeah. Two very different aspects of the game. One is the much more positive thing. It's the atmosphere. It was the reception when we came in. And the last couple of years, I asked today when we drove in, because it was outstanding how the people were waiting for us and how the atmosphere was there when we drove in with the bus, and asked, have we been last year in Scotland? Nobody could really tell me, when was it? Does anybody know here in the room when Liverpool was last time in Scotland? There was a game against
Rangers, Kenny. Oh, Hearts, yeah.
When Kenny still played.
No, no. Kenny did a pre-season game at Rangers, I think, but you're right, Hearts in the Europa League.
27. Okay, Samuel. Good. Well, that was really good. I had goosebumps when I left the bus. That was incredible. So, that was the positive part. Then the lesser positive part, obviously, was the game. Start was good. And that's it. Start was good and finish was good. Ending was good because of the young boys came in and had obviously brought some freshness. They were cheeky and all that stuff. That looked nice. In between, we just conceded two simple goals, lost the ball. Each ball we lost was pretty much a proper counter-attack. Napoli's good in that, but that you have to defend that obviously better, or you have to keep the ball, or you have to you need to have a better formation. So pretty much you need to have everything better than we had in these situations, and they had more chances. We had a couple of chances as well, the first one especially. So how is that? But then the fight with the physical status with us, what can I say? I know everything what I say after when you lose a game, everything what you say to explain, people think it's an excuse. But the last thing I want to look for is an excuse, because we don't need it. But in fact, Napoli started in the same moment as we started with the preseason. But they play, the season starts the 24th of August, like 3 weeks later than ours. Means they train nice and smoothly. They train a little bit because they can train over the whole period. We have 4 weeks and need to be spot on, so we have to train. I cannot change it, and that's how football looks sometimes. And that we have rather heavy legs after a couple of minutes, that we all have to disrupt. We have another week which will be used to get freshness back 100%. But apart from that, if you're tired, we have to, of course, to make better decisions than we made today in protection, better formation than we had today. So that's it. Was, of course, not good. And we lost a couple of games now in the preseason already. That's how it is. We try to use them. That's how we always try to do it. And I'm pretty sure we will play better football. It's necessary as well.
Not making another excuse, but obviously you've been missing several key players. How difficult has it been to prepare properly?
Strange preseason. Because everybody tells you constantly congratulations, even there's congratulations, which is a... It's like we are all friendly persons, so we think, yeah, welcome. Before the game, Napoli, very nice, absolute class. The staff had a bottle of red wine, so that finished with the game. So it's a kind of a new situation, but that's not the reason. But missing 6 players is strange. That you lose players during the preseason is we are used to that happen from time to time, but that they don't even start from the beginning and come a couple of days before and after we start with the season is not cool. So, but again, that's how it is, and we prepared everybody so as good as possible, and we have to fight the start of the season 100% with all we have. And the good thing is, if the opponents want to analyze us now, they think easy job, but we will be a different animal next week.
Yes, Neil.
Got your first look at Harvey Elliott today. What will he bring to the very young player? But you seem to have a lot of fans, a lot of talent.
Yeah, that's why he's here. Look, I could say so many positive things about the boy because we signed him. He came here. He decided for us. We could have gone pretty much everywhere, and he wanted to be part of Liverpool. So, but the stories about this boy start too early, and he had already a story. He was the youngest Premier League first team player of Fulham, or the youngest ever in the FA Cup. All that stuff. So I have got quite a few records because of his talent. Yeah, because of his talent, and so now he's here. Now let's work with him, and he needs game time. We'll see where he gets that. But he's obviously a fine footballer, and that's the reason why we were really interested.
Okay, gentlemen, front row here.
Jürgen, in Scottish football, we talk about a two-horse race: Celtic, Rangers. In England, is it you and Man City this season?
What do you think after today? Could be difficult, right?
Yeah, but I thought. They were Serie A
ready.
Maybe you were still in training.
They are not Serie A ready. They're just a good team. They miss a few players as well. It's just a different thing. You have to be in modern football. We have now meanwhile, round about for the majority of the team round about 3 weeks to prepare for a full season. So there's no alternative to training. There's no alternative. So you have to do a couple of things which make you tired. That's how training works. They have 6 or 7 weeks preseason. That's a completely different situation. I don't say that they just looked. They had to fight as well, but they had not these intense. For them, the intense sessions are the football, the games. We have to train intense and play intense. Oh, that's a different. Again, we played Napoli a couple of months ago. I'm not sure exactly when, and that was difficult as well. At Napoli, we played similar bad to today. So in the middle of the season, we took the right information out of that game that helped. Coming back to your question, two-horse race, of course not. It became a two-horse race last year, but unfortunately there are too many good clubs in this competition. I think that even City sees it like this. They are the big favorite, and all the others try to beat them, and we are one of these teams, but yeah, at least we should give it a try. But that's we have to play better football, and we will play better football. I know.
Okay, I've got the next three questions. We'll probably call it gentlemen there on the second row, and then to the first row.
You're very honest with the assessment of performance, but how concerned are you? Are you willing just to park it as pre-season, or is there a little bit of concern in what you've seen going forward in relation to the start of the new season?
Concern? It's actually something. I think the worst thing that could have happened is if we win all games without the 6 players, not because we like 4-5-0 against Napoli, Sevilla 4-0, and everybody flying from last year, flying the new season, and getting the problems in the season. That would have been the worst thing. But between the worst thing and that now, there would have been a few levels which I would have preferred. But I knew before we started that it will be exceptionally difficult because of the situation. And how is that? We have to adapt to a few things, and we have to create a specific spirit. And for this, we have a week time. And first time since the Champions League final, we have 99% of the squad together tomorrow. Only Sadio is missing then. And that's the moment when we start really talking, when we start preparing a couple of things. And and then we have to go again.
Okay, yeah, gentlemen, front row.
John, you mentioned the atmosphere and the goosebumps when you came in. The guys that run this place are quite keen on maybe doing more football Champions League final maybe at some stage. What was your impressions of the venue?
If we could here play a Champions League final, oh, 100%. I think if Liverpool would win both, it would be a nice game. So it felt like a home game, actually. So from inside, outside I didn't see too much because so many people were around, but inside it looked like a proper a stadium which is ready for big events, 100%. And it's not so far away than a couple of other stadiums which we used in the last years. So, yes. We have my voice if somebody's asking me, but usually I know they will not do that.
Okay, yeah. So I'm sorry, we're going to take the last couple of questions. Gentlemen there, and then we're going to finish with the guy. But we have got a press conference tomorrow, guys, so I don't want it to... So gentleman at the back row, and then we'll finish with the guy here who's had his hand up first.
He was ill. Ryan would have been here last night. The things I'm not allowed to speak about in England, at least.
They'll think it's something more nefarious now. It's just, it's illness, a virus. You don't need to go into graphic detail, I think, is the point.
But now everybody knows because we spoke like this.
You can say it. It's
so he couldn't play.
How much has he improved being spending a year?
Oh, it helped a lot. Oh, it helped a lot. Cambridge came back as a completely different player. As he left, of course, it was a very important year. It helped. Good manager, really good club means... good competition, so for him, exactly the right thing at the right moment. Yeah.
Can you see him going back there, or is he in your plans for this season?
Going back where? Rangers. If Rangers can buy him.
Not
alone. His time is over, I think, for giving him on loan. It's the age is like this. It's then we go on loan with specific age, whatever you do. That's how it is. I should. The players, if you need to find a place then where they can settle and stuff like this, I think that's probably the moment. But we will see. No, but loan is not planned.
Okay, final question. Was that the topic? Right, guys, we'll see
one
you tomorrow.
Question,
no, no, we'll see you tomorrow.
That's cool.
See you.
So that was the Match Podcast for Napoli. Thank you very much for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.